Corona Radiata by Fatty Judah. The rats are invisible. The bats are beautiful. Here's the livestock and fish market, and there's the Institute for the Biologic. We're ravenous. Our hunger travels in fueled suitcases packed with desires. The virus is real, gave up its passport, stops for no officer save immunology's guards in epidemiology's tribe. For decades, millions die every year from TB, poverty and malnutrition, attrition, pneumonia, diarrhea, millions the count of Spain's, England's, or Italy's population, annually wiped off the earth, untouchables outside history, and though their geography be diverse, it's short of total. The pandemic is real. If hospitals are overwhelmed, the virus will add to the otherwise preventable deaths and lawsuits. Diabetes, heart disease, kidney failure are bread and butter. Colonoscopies too, and organ transplants may be placed on hold. People, there is no human system for this sort of pandemonium, and there won't be unless Echo is one. But if so many die in a single season, what will happen to life insurance firms? If 1% of Americans die in one swoop, what will become of grief? What if rent and mortgages, utility bills, phone and car payments, student and small business loans are waived for a month? Pardoned? What if CEOs give up their salaries for 8 weeks so that the faucet drips the tub full with buoyancy for all? The virus is indebted to no one. Distances close in on us. The curve and the herd and this much death on our soil. Antibiotics, globulins, gloves, masks, and numerator to denominator as yin to yang. If we're lucky, when the virus returns, it will be wearing less imperial clothes. Every 2 minutes, a child dies of malaria. Infomercial, how many minutes in a year? Malaria lyses more than the blood of children and their mothers. Extreme measures against the virus should be taken. This pandemic, one sorrow, one love, this pandemic hangs on a strand of the helical tongue. This pandemic brings me back to Eros and to hysteria's translation in the mind. Pleasure evolved out of life inside life, wanting no more than life itself. Then things got sweet, complicated. Evolution has some capitalist features, yet isn't capitalist, and we know what else evolution isn't. We've been unimaginative of late, since we've run out of land, but not out of real estate. The virus teases us with the bliss to come after detention is served. To hold the estranged, to touch strangers, an ecstasy worth waiting for. And our detention is the earth's respite from our jets and flus, and wireless energy. A little rest, not for long. So, extreme measures, why not? Have you been displaced by war, scattered by wind, tattered by abundance? In the last 14 days, have you experienced the endemic flare-up like a bad knee, immobilizer bad, a migraine in the dark? Extreme measures, healthcare a human right, and infrastructure people, culling of militaries, monopolies, but but who'll go first? 20 million Iraqis ravaged for generations. 20 million Syrians and 20 million Yemenis. And the curable after excision with clear margins. The virus doesn't speak, doesn't want to be written, doesn't give voice to the voiceless or pay low wages to the lowly. And the looting, always the looting. This kind of talk is part of the problem, not the solution. Still, as a friend said, amidst all this uncertainty and concern, the camellia in my garden is glorious and serene in the knowledge of spring. Far and near, the virus becomes our alibi to obey more in sickness and in wealth. Far and near, the virus awakens in us a responsibility to others who will not die our deaths, nor we theirs, though we might, but must direct our urgency to the elderly, our ancestors who are and aren't our ancestors. And to the compromised. The virus won't spare the poor or the young or anyone with an architecture primed for ruin. This August, the quarantine on small joys should lift. 15 years ago, this August, I came back from Darfur to Hurricane Katrina. It was mostly Anderson Cooper on TV. In Gaza, the virus breaches the siege as document of science and will not exit. Israel offers to track the virus on cell phones of the infected, a treasure trove. Does economy lament? Is it an individual or a corporation? Can it repent? Can capital grow catatonic or speak Chinese? What is avarice with God or without? Let's not say the virus is blaming the patient. Lacking objectivity, these words don't dismiss progress, the sample size, who'll analyze the data, or who'll get the bailout. Without people, there's no power over the people. How much for a mosquito net? $3 a year per person if the swamp isn't drained and heaven's mouth isn't shut? During the carving of the Panama Canal. During penicillin fungating in shrapneled limbs. During smallpox and sex. What if a pandemic kills far fewer than other non-pandemic ailments? The panics in the pan. And vaccines are real. An organism lives to reproduce its servant, master, and host. We're all equally small. And after survival, which shall not be pyrrhic if measures are enforced, surveillance will multiply, careers will be made, grants will be granted, a depression aborted, attenuated, and a call to papers. Spend a penny, save a dime, invest a nickel, make a quarter. The birth rate exceeds the mortal wound. Our overlords will return us to our dreams of forgetting. And our lords, who aren't in heaven, give us this day and lead us not, but deliver us and the pulverized. If they're still warm, if light enough for the breeze.